and all Arizona Daily Download.
The top five local stories of the day.
Now. Five.
Arizona GOP won't stop whining.
Yeah, we've got another, I don't even know if you want to call it a controversy. The Arizona GOP is planning to audit the Maricopa County Recorder's role in this last election, the midterm election. The chairman, Jonathan Blurred Lines, said he was asking an attorney to conduct the audit to see exactly what happened and how the votes are counted.
I could tell him what happened. His candidate didn't get more votes than Kyrsten Sinema. I mean, that's really it.
Well, Doug Ducey did.
Doug Ducey got a ton of votes, sure. Okay, so here is Jonathan Blurred Lines.
I have received so many complaints.
How many?
Bull.
How many?
Bull.
And concerns about the voting process.
I don't believe you.
And then on top of Adrian's emergency vote centers, and it seemed like maybe a coordinated effort with the Sinema campaign.
Where's the proof? Where's the proof that Adrian
Fontes... Yeah, what do you
Fontes,
mean it seems like?
The Maricopa County reporter was in cahoots with Kyrsten Sinema.
Jeez.
This guy is a loony.
You know,
okay? This guy's lost his mind.
There's no doubt that we have to get our act together, and every county should count the same, and everybody in every county should prove that your vote counts, right?
Everything was done fine, except it's just slow.
This guy says, you know what? We're going to start before, during, and after the midterm election. Really?
Four.
Arizona smashed records.
Yeah, but that's not necessarily a good thing. Arizona voter turnout in 2018 will be the highest it's been for midterm elections in 36 years.
Why is that bad?
Because nearly 65% of the state's registered voters cast a ballot, a record 2.4 million.
Why is that bad?
Because that's still 65%.
Okay, what do you want?
I want 90. I want 95.
Why?
How about everybody come out and vote? Why are you staying home and not vote? Not you. Well, why are the other percentages not staying home and not voting? Come on.
Wouldn't you rather them stay home if they're not up on the props?
I don't know.
And they're not up on who the governor is?
I don't know if they're up or not. I mean, I'm not saying everybody who voted knew what they were voting for either. We've seen that in the past.
Diane Douglas.
Yeah. So, you know, I would like to see this a little bit higher. I don't want to go, oh, we broke a record. We got up to 40%. Oh, my goodness. That's not something to be proud of.
Well,
come on,
I mean,
let's get it close to 100.
I think if you look at how Arizona has voted, let's go back to the primary where Martha McSally had to beat two opponents.
Yeah.
Arizona got it right there. I mean, that means that, you know, the voters
as
are,
far as that
picking the... Yeah, I'm just...
Voting?
Just as an example.
All right.
I'm not saying that the voters got it right with Sinema over McSally. That's an opinion.
Yeah. Women and young voters turned out the most as well, which I guess is good. But let's shoot for 80 to 90 next time, people.
Let's go for 14.
Three.
The number three story on the All-Arizona Daily Download. A Phoenix 9-year-old is awesome.
Yes. She basically went out and got a whole bunch of turkeys for needy families. It's a Phoenix 9-year-old girl, 100 turkeys for the St. Mary's Food Bank. Here she is, 9-year-old Maddie.
I chew like a turkey with
a... Did she say she shot a turkey or she drew a turkey?
I don't think she shot it.
I chew like a turkey with my hand.
She drew a turkey with her hand. I'm sorry. She did not shoot the turkey.
She didn't shoot a turkey with her hand.
My bad.
And I said, help me collect 100 turkeys for the turkey drive.
I love kids like this. I love it. And you know what? I am positive that she came up with the idea all by herself. I really am.
Why couldn't she come up with 200 turkeys? I mean, come on, people. Let's go. Let's do it. Let's do a little.
Are you ripping
do
little
a better
Maddie?
Job.
Are you ripping
are
little Maddie or the people?
Never
no.
happy.
No.
You're
no.
never happy.
No.
Hold on. You want 100% of people to vote?
Registered, yes.
And you want 200 turkeys instead of 100 turkeys?
No. St. Mary's Food Bank needs turkeys, but what this little girl did was recognize a need and went out on her own. I mean, obviously,
love
her
it.
Parents helped.
Yeah.
And did something a lot of us wouldn't even think to do, wouldn't even think that St. Mary's Food Bank needs our help. Good for her.
Good
That's
for
great.
You, Maddie. Nice job.
Two.
Less flu in Arizona.
Oh, thank goodness. I don't even want to, like, go out in public these days because of the flu. But
that was last year. Remember last year?
Right. Ooh. Now we're finding out that there have been fewer confirmed cases of the flu in Arizona this season so far than last year. The state health department has come out and said this, about 235 less human beings with the flu.
That's great. The Arizona Department of Health's interactive flu dashboard.
What? Otherwise known as?
The ADHIFA. Basically, the dashboard shows when you're speeding, if you need more gas, when your engine light comes on. So, yeah.
What?
It's Friday, man. I'm just, you know.
Last flu season was among the worst in Arizona history.
Yeah.
At least 500, I'm saving the show again, Becky.
Apparently.
Lynn. At least 523 deaths in the state were related to the flu.
Let me ask you,
in
17-18. Did more people you know this year get flu shots?
Yeah, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because last year, remember, they did not, it did not wipe out the strain that they wanted it to, and a lot more people, I know more people who didn't get flu shots because of last year saying, well, why bother?
I think our friend Jim Cross, who is a KTRO reporter, said, yeah, I got the flu. Next year, I'm getting the flu shot.
Yeah.
One.
Mesa man popped by cop sues.
Oh, geez. Okay, remember over the summer, there was a viral video that went out. I don't remember if it was a viral video, actually, or it was a video from...
It was security camera video
there you go.
From the apartment complex.
There was an apartment complex. Two people tried to break in to a girl's apartment.
An ex-boyfriend and a friend.
And so one of the guys decided to comply with police, sat there, shut his mouth, didn't say anything. Then you had this other guy, Robert Johnson, who was disrespecting the police by not looking at them, not talking to them, looking at his cell phone, typing on his cell phone. And one of the cops had an up and punched him.
Yeah.
And the guy fell like a sack of bricks.
Well, hit him several times in the face.
Right. This guy's now suing Mesa PD for $2 million. So the moral of the story is, be a criminal, break into somebody's apartment, and make $2 million.
Yeah,
I mean, come on.
According to the claim, that they want $1,974,000. Again, why don't you just go for $2 million?
Good luck.
Man.
Good luck.
No, he'll get money. I'm telling you, he'll get money.
Yeah,
does he deserve money?
We don't really know.
No.
That, though. I don't know that he's going to get money.
But I'm telling you, man, more and more people see this kind of behavior as this is my lottery ticket. Mm-hmm. If I can find, if the Mesa PD wants to go make this go away, they'll settle. They'll give him money, which only means there'll be more lawsuits.
The All Arizona Daily Download. The top five local stories of the day with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
All Arizona Daily Download brought to you by Inspire Sleep. If CPAP isn't working for you, learn about Inspire, a revolutionary treatment for sleep apnea with no mask, no hose, no noise. Go to inspiresleep.com today.
Time to make the donuts.
All right.
Except if you're a black woman trying to use free Wi-Fi. That story is coming up next.
All right.
Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Hey, Becky Lynn. Is Garth Brooks still worth seeing in concert?
Oh, I totally think it would be.
Okay.
Even I heard he's awesome in concert.
Oh, he's a great concert.
And you know me, I'm not a big country music fan.
Well, he crosses all boundaries. Yes, Garth is a show to go see.
He is coming to State Farm Stadium March 23rd. Tickets for the Garth Brooks Stadium Tour are on sale now, but you can win a pair by going to the rewards page at KTAR.com.
I would go just to hear him sing Achy Breaky Heart.
That's not okay. Garth Brooks.
No.
Just stop it.
Okay. Before we continue along...
Yeah.
Mac and Gatos, we're here for you. And our quest to become professional vote counters, because Maricopa County Recorder's Office, they haven't finished counting all the votes.
They need some help.
They do. So yesterday we sent our resume to them. Mac, there's movement.
There is.
There is movement. And our dream of counting votes.
I don't know if it's a dream.
Well, we're trying to help them finish before the next election in 2020. Mm-hmm. Our dream of counting votes may actually come true. So stand by for that. But there's movement.
Okay.
Okay. I'm just saying.
What is that?
There is some interest from the Maricopa County Recorder's Office of hiring us and paying us $10.50 an hour. For this unbelievable seasonal job.
You would really do that and take the money, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah.
You would go down there for, let's say, 2 hours.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, they pay you, let's say, 20, 20 to 21 bucks.
I rigged the whole thing, too.
don't know if that's a good thing to say. Don't know if that's a good thing to say.
So,
right there.
So we'll give you more of an update in a little while, but there's movement and there's interest, and we may actually go and count votes on Monday. So, so stand by.
All
Who
right.
says that a lot?
Blitzwolfer.
Okay. Do we have another, how do I say this?
Stupid white person calling the cops on a innocent black person?
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah.
I'm not sure that this counts. I'm just not sure quite yet.
Okay.
Let's go through it. This happened at Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah. Dunkin' Donuts, where, you know, you go and you get a cup of coffee, you get a donut, whatever, and then you can either hang out and eat, or you can leave and take your donuts and your coffee elsewhere.
True.
Okay?
What happened was, let's break this down for you. You've got, let's say, Miss White. That is her name. Her name is Teresa White. She's black.
She's black.
This is going to be confusing.
Mm-hmm.
Miss White is black.
Right.
Okay. Christina is the white Dunkin' Donuts owner.
Yeah, she's the franchise owner.
Okay. So, you have Miss White, who's black.
Correct.
She goes into Dunkin' Donuts and starts using the Wi-Fi. Now, I think that they advertise, hey, we got free Wi-Fi.
Could be, yeah.
Ms. White, who's black, she goes in there and sits down and, all right, I'm on my phone or laptop or whatever it is. I got free Wi-Fi. Woohoo. So now you've got the white owner, Christina, of Dunkin' Donuts coming over and saying, hey, listen, you come in here once or twice a week. And I see you're using our Wi-Fi, and yes, I know it's free, but you've never ordered anything.
Yeah, now Ms. White,
who's
who is
black
and a former assistant professor at the University of Maryland, go Terps, she says, I told her I was planning on buying coffee, but I want to get settled, but I'm not going to buy coffee if it's mandated. So she's gone in there before. She's, I guess, worked on stuff or utilized the free Wi-Fi. But now she's confronted. Now she has a choice to make.
Mm-hmm.
This is kind of reminiscent of what happened at the Starbucks in Philly, remember?
That was the start of all of the
right.
stupid white people calling the cops on innocent black people.
Those guys wanted to meet a friend,
mm-hmm.
and they just were sitting there. They didn't order anything.
2 minutes in,
let's call the police. Two minutes in, the guy wanted to use the bathroom. They said, you got to buy something, use the bathroom. He goes, we will, but we're waiting for our friend. So it's kind of sort of similar of,
okay.
Hey, I'm going to be here. Why are you putting pressure on me? Do I have to? It's like you know, the soup Nazi episode on Seinfeld.
I love the soup Nazi.
You know, follow every rule or
no soup for you.
No soup for you.
Right.
Right. So this woman who's black named Ms. White.
Ms. White is black.
Yeah. She said, I've been coming here for the past 2 years. I've never been told, are you going to buy something or get out?
So what happened was, Christina, who owns Dunkin' Donuts and is white, called the police on Ms. White, who's black.
Yes.
Did you get all that?
Yes.
Do you want to hear some of this video? Because they started...
Did she actually record this?
I believe Ms. White, who's
black,
she started recording. Let's see if we can understand any of it. We'll play about 10 or 12 seconds. See if it's any good.
Everybody.
Yeah, really?
So you take your recording.
Mm-hmm.
You do what you want with it.
I will.
Take your recording, do what you want with it. That's the white person.
At the end of the day, you're trying to blackmail me.
I'm not black. Why?
That I'm treating you different. That's not true.
No, I'm telling you that my experience in this Dunkin' Donuts.
Because you're recording me without telling me. So now I will talk.
Guess what? Virginia is what's called a one-party consent state,
you're right.
And I'm allowed.
You're obviously
But this is the exactly. This is the viral videos of white people who call the police because they're upset.
Hey, good for you.
She obviously listens to the show.
Yes.
And she does have a point. If they were in Maryland, she would not have consent to film. But in Virginia, because I live there and because I work there and I was grew up there, you can record somebody.
Mm.
So interesting that this white woman is all over the fact. Hey, I watch the news. I know what you're doing. You're trying to blackmail me saying I'm treating you different.
Right.
This is the rule. And that's what it comes down to. Are you allowed to basically tell somebody who is a customer, leave, get out. Well, I haven't done anything. Doesn't matter. Get out. Well, I'm going to record it and make you look bad. I'm going to blackmail you,
right.
And you're going to lose your business or your franchise or whatever because you're trying to treat me differently.
I don't know if this, listen, I'm not going down the road that the owner is a racist. I don't know her. I wasn't there. I only heard
she
some of this
video. She
did
use the term black male, though, to Ms. White, who is black.
What do you mean?
Exactly.
Well, I have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
There were three separate videos. They were posted to Facebook. But isn't it interesting that Ms. White, who's black, she knows that this is going on in the country. And she is
right.
now recording it.
Right.
She,
and the other woman said, I know what you're doing.
Right. Because, you know, now the word has gotten out. You have stupid white people calling the cops on innocent black people. Here's the thing. Is Ms. White, who's black,
yeah.
is she doing anything wrong by sitting there? I don't think she is.
No.
A lot of these places
no.
you can just go into. You can. You can just go
Absolutely.
Into, use
Absolutely.
The Wi-Fi. And you know what? She'll probably end up buying coffee. It's all good. Is she again, really bothering anybody?
No.
My answer is, that's my question. And I think the answer is no. So why are you calling the police on her?
Because, again.
Now there's a scene?
No. Because this is a private business.
I understand that.
If they ask you to leave, if you're wearing
why
a
ask her
blue
to leave?
Shirt.
I get it, but why ask her to leave?
Because she's now confrontational and recording
right.
her.
If you didn't ask her to leave, there would be no confrontation, and all she's doing is sitting there on
no,
Wi-Fi.
No,
who cares?
No. The confrontation started when she asked, are you going to buy something?
And I wouldn't even do it.
Your Wi-Fi is not free here.
I totally get it, but I wouldn't even go there. Let her sit there. Who cares? Who cares?
Maybe, I don't know. Maybe they have people come in and just use the Wi-Fi and don't order anything. So that loses them business.
But then she picks out the black person to do it with. That
well,
could cause
well,
controversy.
Now you're
I'm just saying.
But what you're saying is she purposely picked out a black person instead of a white person.
Oh, no, I didn't say that. No. If she picked out a white person, we probably wouldn't be talking about this.
Well, of course not.
Right.
Because it wouldn't
so
be a black person being
right.
called the cops.
So you
right.
don't know that she has not asked other people before to leave.
I don't know that.
Because
correct.
Somebody didn't record her like Ms.
Yes.
White, who is black.
So who's in the wrong here?
Both of them. Both
perhaps,
of them are.
Perhaps both of them, yeah.
Yeah.
No, you got to pick a side.
You are allowed as a business proprietor to ask anybody you want to leave.
But if she's not bothering anybody, I don't ask her to leave, and I don't start this avalanche.
Confrontation.
Yes.
But you know what you do?
What?
You change the Wi-Fi password, and you got to buy something before you get the password.
That could be it, like the bathroom key.
Lots of people do
buy
that
something,
now.
We'll give you the
we'll
bathroom
give you the,
code.
We'll give you the password.
It's not bad. Here's your cup of coffee. Here's the here's today's code.
Right.
Because
yes.
you have to change
you
it every
have
to day.
It.
Right.
All right. So we got a white Dunkin' Donuts franchise owner calling the cops on a black woman for using free Wi-Fi without buying anything.
Did you understand, Becky Lynn, when I said the white woman used the term blackmail on Ms. White, who is black? Did you understand I was going with
I
that?
I did get it. I saw what you did there. Is that okay. what you're asking?
No, I just did you
I didn't get it.
Where
I, yeah, I know. I'll have to listen to the podcast.
I guess so.
I'll explain it to you.
You can text the word podcast
to 411.
Why are you interrupting me? I'm on a roll.
I want to make sure you get it right.
To 411-923.
Yeah, there you go. This week brought to you by Timeshare Termination.
Oh, that was so sweet. We did that with like, anyway.
Little effort.
Coming up next. Becky Lynn, are you sitting down for this one?
I'm usually sitting down, yes.
She's usually
sitting. Do you want to know the name of your turkey before you devour it on Thanksgiving Day?
No!
Okay, that's next.
Jeez.
Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM. Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Next Thursday, the big day. Thanksgiving. For all of you who decide to celebrate with turkey, do you want to know your turkey's name, what farm the turkey came from, what state it came from? Maybe if it had hobbies. Because with the technology that exists today, you are now able to track your turkey from the moment it you know comes out of the shell to the moment that they dispatch it and freeze it and send it to the grocery store.
My turkey's name is Harold.
Mm-hmm.
And I just ate them. I mean, is that
right.
what it is?
Right.
All right. So
you can read your turkey story.
You know how. And I'm sure your kids do this. You got the Santa, your Santa tracker, right? You can track Santa on
online?
Christmas Eve on your cell phone
or on an app.
Yeah, on an app, right? Mm-hmm. And you can find out where. Well, Santa's in Africa right now.
Yeah,
or Santa's over here right now, right?
Big mistake.
Big.
Yep.
With the
9-year-old. Big mistake.
Let's not get into that.
Too many questions.
Okay.
Yep. Yep.
Anyway.
I don't know how high in the sky he is. I don't have a GPS signal on him.
So you have the Santa tracker, but now we have the turkey tracker. You can track your turkey.
This year, though, you can read about your turkey story. Turkey trackers are being used for the first time on Jennie-O and Honeysuckle White turkeys.
Which one do you like, Jennie-O or White Honeysuckle? I don't know the difference between them. I've never heard these.
No idea.
Okay.
Kate Raddatz shows you how much information you can find out about your Thanksgiving dinner.
All right, hold it. Hold it. Hold it right there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm ready to find out about Harold.
What are the odds that this woman, this reporter, makes some kind of stupid turkey joke or tries to be cute and say before you gobble gobble all your turkey or so, you know, something inane like that. What are the odds?
I think 100%.
The decision making on Thanksgiving turkey used to come down to fresh or frozen. Not anymore.
I think it's great. I think it's good to be educated on where your food comes from. So
I don't give a crap where my food comes from. Is that odd that I don't care?
There's a movement now that people want to know where everything is, quote unquote, sourced.
Really?
I care, but
why?
I don't want to know it's because I want to make sure it comes from somewhere that's clean.
You're going to eat it anyway.
Well, they're not going to ship it from Chernobyl.
They're
what is the deal?
You don't know if they don't put it on there.
Your turkey came from the Circle K. I mean, not going to do that.
The easier they can make it, the better.
Turkey tracking online.
Turkey tracking online.
It's a new interactive activity for Jennie-O, the nation's second largest turkey producer, and Honeysuckle White turkeys. Take this Honeysuckle White fresh turkey.
Oh, it's delicious.
How do you know?
I don't know.
Plug in their Meet Your Farmer code on their website.
Now, wait a minute. Meet Your Farmer code?
You plug in their Meet Your Farmer code on their website. There you can find out where the turkey came from. This one's from a farm in Missouri.
And his name is Harold.
Yeah. Here's the family that raised it and then killed it.
Oh.
This is all a sham.
What?
There's no way. I'm sorry. This is stupid, okay? Mm. You're telling me that a turkey farmer is going to take time out of his day to be interviewed by somebody, that they're going to put it on a website so you can find out that he loves bowling on Thursday nights, has been married to his high school sweetheart, and only buys International Harvester products. He ain't a John Deere guy. No, this is idiocy.
This is awesome.
This is like the bounty guy. Okay,
the bounty guy.
Yeah, the bounty towel guy.
The bounty picks it all up.
Bounty towel guy.
You know the guy with the mustache and the flannel shirt.
Oh yeah.
He doesn't exist.
Yes, he does.
No, he does not.
He's right there on the wrapping.
No,
what does that have
it's
to
a
do
composite
with a turkey.
Because they say you can meet your farmer, find out information about what farm and where the turkey came from, the family who raised it.
But they didn't raise this turkey. They don't tell me on the paper towel pack I can meet my lumberjack that cut down the tree.
Because that would be a sham, too.
Difference does it make if the bounty guy is real or not?
I think this is great. I want to know my turkey before I eat it.
Why?
I have nothing better.
Rule number one on the farm, Becky Lynn, what is it?
Don't name the animals.
Don't name the animals.
Why not?
As soon as you name the animal, because then you want to keep it.
It becomes a pet.
It's a pet.
Yeah, but I don't. I'm going to eat it. I don't care. What it doesn't matter to me. I'm still going to eat it.
What if you had a turkey and its name was Harold?
I'd eat it.
You were 9 years old and it followed you everywhere you went. And you went to the barn and Harold went with you.
It was your emotional support turkey,
exactly. And then it's Thanksgiving and Dad comes out and says, "Okay, Harold's going to get the elk today," you would start to cry.
I would say, "Save me a wing." Yeah.
You don't eat turkey wings.
No,
but,
you don't.
Okay.
Listen, I like that I can find out the name of my turkey and their hobbies. What if my turkey, like...
The turkeys don't have hobbies. It's the farmers who do.
What if I have a turkey that won, like, a best legs competition in Missouri? That's delicious.
More information about the family, even some of their favorite family traditions.
See?
I think it's kind of cool. I mean, farm to table is huge, and people want to track their food, especially with the salmonella outbreak.
The current salmonella outbreak has been...
Hold it!
What?
Hold it!
We can't even get through this.
There is a turkey salmonella outbreak.
True. They're not going to put on the label...
Suffers from salmonella.
Right! It's not like some disease that they're going to be like, yep, salmonella... Go ship it. Make sure you put it on its profile.
Ooh.
No. This isn't Tinder.
But
ooh.
If you get sick at Thanksgiving dinner,
whose fault is that?
Then you can go back and say it's that farmer in Missouri.
No.
Question.
No. You get salmonella by undercooked meat.
Yeah.
It's your fault, not the farmer's fault.
What if you look up your turkey and the turkey's name is Sal? short for salmonella.
Well, then he's Italian turkey now, isn't he?
All right.
He has a leather jacket, and he says Goomba.
The current salmonella outbreak has been linked to raw turkeys. While a producer hasn't been identified, several shoppers said it's a reminder to know more about where food comes from.
Yeah, it came from aisle four.
Do you understand? I mean, do you understand chicken farming and turkey farming?
No, I don't.
No. And that's the point. You're not learning anything about where your food comes from. This is all a marketing ploy to make you feel better about farm to table, which is such a farce. Some waitress said, well, we're all about farm to table. I said, where your tomatoes come from, honey? And she's like, I don't know. And so I'm like, this is a farce. You have no idea where you even get your groceries from.
There's a hamburger chain that puts up every day where the potatoes came from.
But that's
Have you seen it?
No.
They do. They have for a long time. Just saying.
I just want my turkey to be totally juiced like Jose Canseco. I want like steroided.
You want steroids? Turkeys?
Like A-Rod.
You want acne on its back when it comes out of the oven?
I want plump parts of the turkey, let's just say.
Yeah, For some, they don't need to know.
It's a little too personal to know where my turkey is from.
Listen, your turkey's name is Harold, and enjoy eating it.
This is the biggest marketing sham besides GoFundMe.
I'm going to go do this.
For the New Jersey couple and the homeless man.
Consumers can now track Thanksgiving turkey history with new codes. You can find out its name.
Dumbest thing I've ever heard. Meet your farmer. You don't want to meet your farmer. He doesn't care about the turkeys. He cares about cash flow.
I just want to know about my turkey before I fire it into my face.
Way to go.
You have never seen me eat a turkey, man.
I don't know if anybody really fires anything into your face on Thanksgiving.
Fire it right in there.
Kate Raddatz, the reporter, congratulations. You did not use any stupid reference
That's
to a turkey.
That is true. There was no gobbling. There was no, like, Googling or, you know. Wait.
Googling.
Sorry. Okay, let's see. Coming up next. Ooh, violence breaks out, Mac. Violence breaks out.
Turkey farm?
No. Oh. Violence breaks out at the first wave of the migrant caravan as it hits Tijuana.
I called that.
Wait, no, you didn't. You may have, and I didn't listen. Okay. So we'll talk about it next.
Yeah. Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM. Mac and Gatos. Arizona's Afternoon News, 92.3 FM. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Coming up at 3:05, you know what we'd like to do is talk to some of you who are firefighters out there, because a new report says there are more firefighters who have died by suicide in 2017 than in the line of duty.
Yeah, and we know firefighting is a dangerous job, but the suicide, some people are calling it an epidemic in the fire department, not only in the Valley, but across the country.
Right. So if you're a firefighter, you know, if you want to share your, is it true? We're trying to figure out, is it true? Why is it happening? And how can we help? Is there enough mental health needs out there for firefighters? So if you're a firefighter, we're going to want you to call us, you know, in about 10 minutes or so. But more on that in a second. Okay. Mm-hmm. We've got the caravan. We've got the situation on the border. Honestly, you and I've tried to spend a couple of minutes a day on this. Just a couple minutes. We just want to know where it is and when it's coming over, because
it's almost like
Arizona.
A hurricane. Yeah. You're tracking a storm, basically.
Right.
So right now, there's a trickle of people on the border or outside of, you know, on the border of U.S.-Mexico. But the main part of the caravan has not arrived yet.
Charter buses loaded with migrants who were camped out on the beach at Tijuana, Mexico, made their way to a temporary shelter and were met with Mexican protesters. Chanting out, out, out. During a 3-hour confrontation, pushing, kicking, punches broke out between crowds of residents and migrants. Meanwhile, U.S. officials have been fortifying the fencing between Tijuana and San Diego and preparing to process thousands of asylum applications.
Think about this for just a second. There are Mexican residents, and this is in Mexico, so there are residents of Mexico. They are protesting the caravan.
Yes. They do not want Central American people in their country.
They are chanting Mexico, Mexico, right. Mexico. Can you imagine if we did that?
No.
Can you imagine if America did it?
I'm sure there are some people who would want to.
Can you imagine Americans going to the border okay? And, you know, there's part of the caravan, and you see, you know, everyday Americans protesting that. It would be seen as, look at the ugly Americans.
Yeah.
Look at the ugly Americans.
But Mexico is not the USA.
No.
And they have different laws. They have different, I don't want to say values, but they don't like Central American people coming through their country. So there's going to be, as Jim Ryan reported, shouts of get out, get out, get out, get out of our country. Mm. You know, go to America. Fine. Just go. Just don't stay here. I don't know why they're staying there. Why aren't they coming through the ports of entry?
They're right here. I mean, they're right. They're pretty much right on the border.
Correct.
So why aren't they crossing over? I think the reason they're not crossing over, I think a lot more people are going to come. I think they're waiting for the big numbers.
And they're waiting because American officials are telling them, you have to do this the right way. Don't come over illegally. Come through the port of entry.
So let's go down that road. There are border officials in Arizona warning asylum seekers, hey, you will be arrested if you just try and walk into the United States.
Right.
Even if you are here to claim asylum, if you don't do it, and I'm putting up in quotes, the right way, because...
Which Trump signed last week, remember?
It was a proclamation. It said you can only come into America and claim asylum through ports of entry. Now, international law says that's not right.
Yeah.
I'm not an expert on this.
They should be able to come any way, shape, or form.
According to international
law.
And
claim I'm here for asylum, not just through a port of entry, but...
I don't really have a problem with just having them come through a port of entry. I always thought that was the legal way to claim asylum, not hop over a fence, land in on American soil. Well, there's the Border Patrol. I'm here for asylum.
Right.
No, I never thought you could do that. So what we've got is border officials in Arizona. How exactly are they warning asylum seekers?
That's a great question.
Are they yelling across the fence or the wall?
That is a great question.
How do you warn them?
Because if they're warning them, that means that they haven't come over yet.
Right.
You see what I mean?
But
so
how,
I don't know.
Are they dropping leaflets? I don't know.
I have no idea. But the Customs and Border Protection officials said those arrested will be prosecuted. But I don't know how they're warning them if they're just starting to come here.
All right, we'll keep our eye on it.